I am here at the 28th Annual Fuel Ethanol Workshop here in Minnesota, and I'm standing here with Tom Bias, President and CEO of Growth Energy, and Jeff Broyne. So I'm going to ask you guys a few questions. What is the future for RFS and E15?
The future's bright. You know, we hear all this criticism about the renewable fuel standard, but it's coming from the same people that never supported it in the first place. And when members of Congress and the administration and others sit back and look at all the support and all the benefits of the renewable fuel standard, I'm confident that we'll be able to keep it. You know, it's the only energy plan America has ever had since we suffered our first OPEC oil embargo in the early 70s. It's just 5 years. We're just in the fifth year of a 15-year plan. And why you would want to back off and stop the progress like Jeff Broyne is doing with developing next-generation biofuels, this is only going to strengthen America, both from a national security, energy security, jobs, and the environment.
Jeff, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, you know, and taking a look at E15, you know, Growth Energy submitted the Green Jobs Waiver several years ago. We've been working very hard to get E15 into the pumps, and we're just knocking down the final hurdles and shortly should see some product in the pumps. So we're really excited about that. We've got NASCAR now running on E15, which is pretty cool, last year and this year, and improving with literally millions of miles on NASCAR vehicles, NASCAR cars, that it's a great fuel for the consumer and a great fuel for our country.
Expand a little bit on NASCAR. Standing right here in your guys' booth at the expo, there is a NASCAR car right behind me, and they pointed out earlier to me the American ethanol pump, or where the ethanol goes into, and that is going to be on every NASCAR car. So tell me a little bit more about that.
We could get one on your car if you'd like.
I would love one. That would be great.
Last year, as Jeff mentioned, we partnered with NASCAR, and they moved, changed their fuel to E15 in all three of their top racing series. So every car that pulls into Victory Lane every weekend is running on E15, and they've now logged over 2 million miles during competition without any engine problems, without any failures. They got increased horsepower, and they don't lose any fuel mileage, and it's better for the environment. So, as Jeff mentioned, that's a tremendous proving ground for our industry that if these guys can put E15 in their exotic race cars and go out there and outperform what they did before, you can do it in your car. And as we get E15 into the marketplace, we want to be able to make sure that American motorists can actually use the product and feel comfortable doing it.
Well, speaking of getting E15 into the marketplace, what are you guys doing to educate the general consumer about what E15 can do for them and how to use these fancy pumps that's standing behind me?
Well, our NASCAR movement is one way we're trying to educate the consumer to see if E15 literally on the track. Along with that, we've got some pretty significant advertising campaigns that will be going on, and a lot of that around the NASCAR platform, but in advertising to show the consumer what E15 is. We're working with retailers throughout the country to teach them how to put E15 in their pumps, the things they have to go through with the government, showing that we've got promotional materials that they can use. Behind you can see we've got pump toppers for flex pumps, so we're just really working hard with the retailers to make sure they've got what they need to help educate the consumer.
And as Jeff mentioned, here in a few days, and I'm sure you'll be one of the first to get notified by our press department, we're unveiling a brand new advertising program and campaign around E15. We're going to show a little hint of those ads tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock if you're up at the that early. So you're welcome to watch.
Well, you also had an unveiling today. Tell me a little bit about your new website and the Flex Fuel Finder app that we can all find there.
Yeah, we're excited about that. That's, again, access to the consumer so they know where they can buy higher blends of ethanol and to educate them, as your previous question. That's the whole goal, is to be able to get that message out there, because a lot of people don't know the benefits of ethanol. You know, until Jeff and the board at Growth Energy decided a few years ago to run actual national advertising campaigns, it had been pretty much low-key word of mouth. But we have to step it up, because our critics are out there trying to define us. We need to educate them about the positive benefits of ethanol.
You know, and on our new website, ethanolretailer.com, you can actually even plot your trip through the different stations where you can buy higher blends of ethanol. So it's a very unique website on ethanolretailer.com. where you can learn a lot about how to run your car on ethanol.
Well, I'm from southern Missouri, and I just learned a little bit ago from your colleagues here that there is one flex fuel pump just an hour from my house. So I'm excited to check that out the next time I'm around. Is there anything else you guys would like to add about the future of ethanol and the future of E15 and RFS?
You know, one thing I would add on the last topic is there's actually also a Droid application. So if you have a Droid, I believe I have for iPhone as well, you can go get Flex Finder on that. So type in Flex Finder, and actually it will use your Google Maps to show you where all the stations are right around you at any time.
Well, anything else you'd like to add, Tom?
No, just that, you know, what we're producing out here in plants like Jeff's and providing to Americans is so important. If you look back over the last 40 years, our economy, our military have all been dependent on foreign oil, and it's time to move forward. Cheaper, better for the environment, creates jobs that can't be outsourced, better for national security and energy security.
Well, thank you guys so much. Again, I am here with Tom and Jeff from Growth Energy here at the 28th Annual Fuel Ethanol Workshop in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thank you, guys.